Blog Talk Radio.
I believe in the motto of live and let live. I'm always fair with my assessment. When I do podcasts, if I do creativity, is part of who I am. I'm a creator. But when I do podcasts and talk about real life issues and, you know, people doing this or saying this, it is factually correct. It happened, but I also tell the truth. I say allege with some of the stuff I have because while I did indeed hear it, to show proof on that situation, I don't have proof, but I have alleged. So I'm very much aware of what I'm saying in reality and everything. I'm very much aware. If I wouldn't, I wouldn't be a creator or be on podcasts. But in general, I let people live. I let people live. I don't get into other people's business. The motto of the story is like, if you're dealing with people directly or indirectly, this is how you deal with it. People have to mind their business in order to have a peaceful society. It is true that people who don't mind their business are troublemakers. There's something wrong with them, and they get in trouble with the law. Okay? Only way that, you know, I would get into someone else's business if there's an emergency, like someone got shot or some emergency, some extreme situation, a fire. You see a fire burning and someone's in a house or someone got shot with a gun and they called it 911. Yes, I would get involved in that. But because we live in a free society, whatever someone's doing in their home, how they live or who they marry or how they home look like, it is none of anyone else's business. That's how the way you live in order for stability. People who do mind their business are very stable and they tend to be very high functioning. People who do not mind their business tend to be low functioning criminals, or not well, mentally ill people. That is the universal truth. And if I, you know, when I get to in my home, I see something or whatever, I keep to myself. Now, if there is something emergency going on or somebody needs help, then we talk to them directly. We don't go behind their back. We don't do anything unless it's something that looks criminal or serious, whatever, you know. I say that. And everything I say on my podcast is legal. I never say anything illegal, so I tell the truth. Today, I was just laying in my bed. I'm trying to sleep, you know, trying to get a good night's sleep. And I heard allegedly, someone, you know, I could be mistaken, but allegedly, someone saying that they called somebody I know who I work with. They don't want me to lower my mortgage. They said statements that I said about voyeurism. I keep saying about voyeurism. This is what I want. And they said that, you know, they think I need some help or I'm so disabled or my dream is over in music and. So I got very upset because I don't need to hear that late at night with some ignorant person saying that. And that person sound like an idiot. And I consider that something wrong with that person. And that person could be dangerous. They said they were conservative, compassionate conservative. Unfortunately, in my experience, in my life, my relationship or my experience with conservatives have been very negative. My viewpoint of some conservatives is they're very racist, homophobic, intolerant, and they tend to cause trouble. And they don't tolerate people who are African-American, gay, and so on, some conservatives. And some of them are dangerous. They're criminals. They go to jail and so on. They will cause trouble. And that's why I don't hang out with some of these conservatives. I don't believe in conservatism. I'm a liberal. Okay, but regardless if this person is conservative, liberal, or whatever, this person sounds like they're ignorant. They should not be in my business. I'm too high functioning. I own my home. I'm legally high functioning. Okay, And they should not be making no assessments, talking about me. I get very upset because something is wrong with this person. Sound very ignorant, sound like they got some ulterior motive. I did hear her and somebody else say that they were making assessments on me mentally or my health and so on. They should not. By law and including in mental health, you do not make assessments on people unless it's an emergency. You have to do it directly. You do not commit crimes. You do not trespass. It has to be some direct situation. And they don't get involved because it could be legal lawsuits. And they will, you know, you have to deal with people directly unless it's some emergency. And with people who really need help, like some people are on the street, homeless, talking to themselves for years, well, they might need help. That's extreme. That's extreme. Okay? So it is that situation. But, you know, when I'm on a computer and I see this, and I got very upset when I was on the computer, looking at the computer, hearing people saying hateful things, and they were conservative. So my viewpoint and my bad experiences gave me that viewpoint that some conservatives are dangerous to me because I would be black or if I'm gay or disabled, they're ignorant, and they can go off. So I don't want them around me. I was a victim of racism with conservatives. I did experience discrimination, and I do not want an ignorant person around me, whether they're black, white, or brown. And that's my experience. Do I think that all conservatives are like that? No, there are some who mind their business. But my experience with them were not very good. When I hear he's going, compassionate conservative, whatever, fine. He can be compassionate conservative all he wants. He can tell the whole world, I don't know him. He needs to keep away. They sound ignorant. And so this person, they said they're making assessments on my health. They should not make assessments on my health, especially if they're not an expert. If they are an expert, they should not be doing anything illegal or coming near me or trying to make assessments on me. That's illegal. You have to work with people directly. I mean, don't they have laws? Mental health don't allow that, the Department of Mental Health. I should say that because I did work with the mental health before a long time ago, and I do know the laws of the county and the state. So because I have a BA in psychology, I may not be an expert, but I know the basics, and I learned mental health. I know that that's illegal. So that's what my statement is. He should not be telling me I should not lower my condo or whatever. That's a nosy person. That sounds like somebody who's dangerous. I'm too high-functioning. I own a home. I do what I want. I don't tell somebody what to do in their home or pay their bills or whatever, you know. And I'm going to bring up those allegations about voyeurism, you know. I never said that there was voyeurism. I said that several times on podcasts. It was an allegation that's repeated by these same people, the same person outside, gossip or online. They said I said something that wasn't true. If they are looking inside, and I don't want to repeat it, that's a crime. I'm talking about a crime might have been committed. I should not have kept repeating it because it should have been addressed in one or two podcast shows. I repeat it because of the allegation, because of these homeless or these crazy people, the same particular person who repeat it all the time. So I used it in my podcast to illustrate how sick that is, how illegal it is, and there's no excuse. That's why I repeat it all the time. But regardless, if anyone's concerned about my podcast or what I'm doing, then they should not be. I mean, we should not go up to talk about somebody outside their home and make an assessment of what they should or shouldn't do, or particularly me. They should not be making those assessments about what I should or shouldn't do in my life. I make my own decisions. I'm an adult, especially an adult. You don't go up to an adult and tell them what to do. This is a free country. I said that before. We're not living in North Korea. We're not living in Russia. We don't have no dictatorship. We don't tell people what to do. this person says religious freedom, he has the religious freedom to say what he wants. That's a cop-out. Religious freedom, fine. You do not use your religion to discriminate, okay? I ain't buying no cake from him, with the Supreme Court thing. I ain't buying no cake from him. I'm not utilizing his services. I don't know him, so he should not be saying that in his everyday life. I don't want nobody making assessments on me, my mental health, or anything. They should not even mention my name if they live near me, if I don't know them, and that's how you deal with things. If you mention my name and I don't know you, you must have a serious mental problem. I said that's why I don't hang out with crazy, dangerous people, black, white, and brown. I don't hang out with people who tend to be on cocaine addicts because they tend to commit crimes and they're not high-functioning, or they do illegal things, or they're not well enough to be around, to be in a relationship. Because alcohol and drug addicts, they tend to do things that could hurt people. You know, I like to be stable. I learned that from somebody in my family who was severely handicapped from alcoholism, and they went on a rampage. I have this crazy person, and I'm going to talk about my situation. They should not be making assessments on me or any way. They, as I said before, they made assessment about where I should work or not work. They should not. I'm an adult. I do what the hell I want. You don't talk about me or whatsoever. If they continue to do this, as I said, I may pursue criminal action in a lawsuit. They should not be coming over here doing that because it's something wrong with them mentally. Okay? I got very upset when I heard this, you know, whether it's online or nearby me. I got very upset because I don't deal with some crazy, ignorant person making assessments on me. I do believe that it's another ulterior motive, probably some degree of prejudice or some ignorance, because you don't discriminate against me or anybody based on race, sex, or even disability. And I think it does have to do with discrimination. Because some of these very racist people, and they call themselves conservative, which they're not, which I don't think this person is. I don't think he's conservative at all. I think he's a racist. But I think that they make these assessments on me or somebody who look different, and they try to hide their evil racism or disability discrimination by attacking me in a different way. It's kind of like indirect. I had that happen with somebody who said they were conservative, and I consider them racist or homophobes. So they need to stop. But bottom line, my home is a mess, or which is, you know, it's not really, but my home, well, the way my home is or where I work, they cannot be making assessments on me from outside or looking inside. They cannot tell me what to do. If they're concerned, then they call me directly, and it has to be voluntarily. The only way that they, anything like that, a serious concern, because I'm very high functioning. Okay? I'm a very high-functioning person. I'm a very high-functioning person. The only way they could do that, if, say, like, I was sick and there was a disturbance, a police bullet, or I need to go to the hospital and they want to be a good Samaritan to help or something. But if they see something that they don't like or concern about, then they should not be, they have to do it directly. And it has to be legal. It cannot be behind my back or anything. And there's no need for them to be involved in my life in any way because I'm too high functioning. I dealt with ignorant people like that in the past. I told you, people, I was discriminated by these people who were so closed-minded. These ignorant people don't understand the difference between right or wrong because they lack education. They got to. They make assessments by the way I look or my lifestyle or if I act unusual. I said from people's perspectives on me, they think I have a very unique style, okay? And I learned when I was younger, being unique, and they made these false allegations. You know, they look at me and they think I'm crazy because I'm into rock music. I learned that. Or I'm crazy because I dress differently or a certain way, or I believe a certain thing, or I listen to, you know, I'm into astrology or I'm into Buddhism. They think I'm a devil worshiper. They thought I was, you know, back in Buffalo, they thought I believe in a cult. They're so ignorant. I don't want to deal with that shit. That's based on lack of education and someone's religious ignorance. And this is what goes on here. You know, I'm in California where it's a land of the free, very open. I don't want them making assessments on me, where they look or whatever. I do believe that this has something to do with me being online or my music or my Twitter or whatever. They should just let it be. Let it be and move on. Don't make assessments on me. If they're concerned about my health, they should not be. There's no emergency and there's no need for them to be involved. If they want to know more information, they should get an education on how to deal with people who are in their neighborhood or people who they perceive as different, and go to an expert and go to a lawyer and find the answer, because they're going to find out they have to be careful. Or go to the police, go to the LAPD, because some of this has to do with some ulterior motives of their biases. From my experience with this guy outside and his ignorance, he sounds like an ignorant person. You don't tell me what to do or control my life. Sound like, oh, guess you don't, you know, it could be jealousy. I said that in a previous podcast that I came across people who are ignorant. One woman who was so sick said she lost her sense of self because of the African, the black thing. And I don't know her. I don't want to know her. She's a stranger. I have no attraction to people like that. I don't even like her. Something's wrong with her. I'm a stranger. We don't go up to strangers and say you lose your sense of self. But back to my situation, I don't want no evil person making assessments on me or in any way, shape, or form. They should not, especially if they're not an expert or if they're not legally. And people who are legally obliged to make assessments get involved directly. They cannot do it behind someone's back. They cannot do anything illegal. And that's why I brought up all those alleged allegations all the time, because I heard it. I do not make up stories. These are alleged. I'm too independent, okay? I'm too independent to make my own decision. I would never let anyone control me or my life in this lifetime. I'm going to always be in control until the day I die with the decision I make on my home or my life. No one tells Dove Knight what to do. Dove Knight does all the controlling, and Dove Knight is me. No one tells me what to do on this planet in terms of who I hang out with or controlling my life, my home, or career directions, or whatever I do. I do the controlling, and it will always be that way until the day I die, because I'm too independent. I'm free. I live in America. I don't do that to someone else. I make sure that, because I believe in people should let live, I don't control and tell people else what to do with their life, because that would be wrong. I don't want nobody telling me what to do either. You know, it's just the way it is. They should not be making an assessment. It should not be based on what I work or unemployed. It should not be based on what I dress. It should not be based on what my home like. That is illegal. That is, they need to mind their business or face the penalties of dealing with the law. They can go to jail, face penalties if they can't mind your business. As I said about some people, some people in neighborhoods cannot mind their business. They're nosy. They got mental problems, and they will go to jail or be put in prison or something. They got something wrong with neighbors like that. We stay away from nosy, unstable neighbors who can't mind their business. And you don't go near, you know, I don't hang around with crazy people, evil people, drug addicts, alcoholics, because of my bad experience with them. Being in the music industry, going to West Hollywood, trying to be on stage, meeting, singing, being in bands, my experience with alcoholics and drug addicts, cocaine addicts, were negative. They were untrustworthy, and that's why some of the bands I was in, disintegrated because of alcoholism, drug addiction. And I just can't deal with it. It just happened too often. And including experience with with somebody in my family, my dad, whose demise was related to alcoholism, and when he was alive, alcohol made him a very feisty person. So it had effects on me negatively. That is exactly why I don't drink at this time. See, I don't want nobody making an assessment on what I do in my life. Whether I'm act the same, I look the same for 20 years, 30 years, they should not make assessments on me. It is normal. A lot of people of all types who are employed or artists or unemployed, it's none of my business. Okay? It has to be the way you get involved unless that person directly seeks help or something, some emergency. They should not make assessments. But this person that I'm talking about and these other people are dangerous. They made false allegations. They called the police saying I had a criminal record. That is racism. That's racial profiling. It's against the law. They made assessments on me in my home, and they should not. They should not be coming near me. They are dangerous. They are very dangerous. So that's how we deal with things. If we're concerned about some danger or something, we go to the LAPD and you have them come out here. That's how you deal with it, non-emergency. And, as far as mental health, no, the mental health don't get involved unless it's an emergency. Social workers don't get involved. They go to them directly. They can't go behind somebody's back and follow them around. Now, if this has anything to do with the music industry or somebody, they should not come over here unless they come to me directly. I said that before. I own all my music, and I think that has something to do with it. Being a musician or trying to make it in Hollywood is very difficult. I've done it a very long time. And I am I passed say all those years of just constantly. I went through a whole 10-year period of just constantly every day thinking about how I'm going to make it. And I didn't make it. So that's the thorn at my side. It was so painful. But when somebody say, these same people say, oh, I don't own my song, whatever. I don't want to hear no dream killer. I don't want no crazy person. I don't want no ignorant person who knows nothing about music or life come near me. I don't want you to come near me. You need to stay away. Stay away. So that's how it is. It's kind of like, if I'm yelling and screaming in my bedroom and you hear something, then come to knock on my door or something. Go, just keep away and mind your business. We don't get involved into other, especially a stranger's business. That's why I don't hang out with no evil people. I don't hang out with no criminals. I don't hang out with no low-functioning people who are not well enough to be around people, mentally ill. I don't hang around with ignorant people, racist people, homophobes. I don't hang around with negative people, alcoholics, drug addicts who steal, might rob me to get a hit. No, I don't want to hang out with that. Someone with an ex-con who's been in jail, in and out of jail. I don't hang out with that. So, because they're evil. They cause trouble. They go to jail all the time. They have trouble with the law. So I don't want anybody to make assessments on me. When I was in Erie County, my observation, one of the reasons why I left was, one of the reasons because I wanted to be in the music industry, but the other reason is the control aspect of my life. I was an adult. Because, they took away my chance to study music. I wanted to study music, and they didn't let me do it, so I was like, I got to leave. The other reason in the back of my head was observing ignorant people. People who are using religion, making assessments on music videos, saying, oh, there's a sin. Oh, it's demonic, looking at a Madonna like a prayer video when I was so young, real, real young. Or make an assessment that said, oh, astrology is the occult, or whatever. I mean, they were so ignorant. So I had to leave. I had to leave. Even though it's California, where it's open-minded, supposedly open-minded, you know, you have the right to believe what you want and live as you like. You know, for someone who's, for me, I felt like an outcast with an ignorant environment. I still, and even now, I'm still coming across those people. I don't want those people around me, ignorant people, even in Los Angeles, even, you know, even Beverly Hills or Van Nuys or wherever. I don't want them coming near me and saying, oh, you know, I'm a sinner, or my lifestyle is wrong, or they have the religious freedom. You don't have the religious freedom to hurt people. Okay, I'm not going to buy no cake from them. I'm not going to get you to design or whatever, a cake or whatever from you. Then you need to stay away from me. I don't want nothing to do with somebody like that. There's already something wrong with that situation in Supreme Court, and I do believe that's going to change because that's discrimination. That's segregation. This person that I'm talking about outside, he wants segregation to come back. That's a racist. Well, anyway, I stay away from racists. I have bad experiences with some conservatives. I don't believe in conservatism because I truly believe that we're all equal and we got to let people live in order to have a stable society. If we discriminate and take away people's rights to marry or take away people's rights, it's going to cause more trouble and it's going to inhibit the society. And the society will disintegrate because of, you know, of bigotry. We're seeing what happened, what hatred can do and bigotry can do with the Holocaust, and we're seeing what happened with the Civil Rights Movement, where several people got hurt, some and so on. Many people lost their lives fighting for freedom and slavery. And what slavery is another incident of hatred. I don't want, you know, that's what society will go down the drain. It truly will. In order to have a stabilized society, you have to let people live. Some people are going to believe that. Fine. I don't want them coming near me. But as far as music industry, I know I'm getting older. And yes, they said my dream is over. That's negativity. Naysayer, evil. They need to stop. I do owe my music. They should not be trying to hinder me because I have talent or I'm trying to have ambitions to go for the American dream. That is another reason why they say these things. So that's how I am. I don't want that no ignorant person or no crazy person or no criminal around me or no dysfunctional person. I don't want no cocaine addict around me. I don't. I do know there's a lot of people in the music industry who drink and do drugs and are drug addicts and alcoholics. I will say that in this point. I know a lot of them don't hurt people, but, you know, for me, I had bad experiences with alcoholic and drug addicts. I have been robbed. I could have got killed. And I learned to stay away. But I prejudge it. So if you hear me, if you're an alcoholic and drug addict and you're in the industry, I'm so sorry. I apologize. You know, I could work with people who drink, but people who just are alcoholics and so on, that's how my motto, I can do it. I'm open-minded. I didn't mean to criticize the whole general situation. I'm just saying from my standpoint. As an artist, I was in rock and roll bands and so on. I had that experience when I was younger. So that's how I leave it there. But back to my life, whatever limitations I go to, because I've been limited. I had a life full of hardship, and I still do. Being a creator, an artist, whoever see my dream has been a troubling situation. But I'm fine mentally. I don't want somebody who say, an ignorant person say that, caseworker, they need to stop. or say they're a soldier, they need to stop. They need to stop coming over here. I'm too high functioning. They can go to jail for this. Let me live, let me be, let me continue to be a creator, and I let people live. That's the way to live. Good day, good night from Dove Night.